Log Talk Radio.
I am the Lord.
Let's just come to give God some praise tonight, everybody. Come on, make some noise for Jesus. His name is worthy of all glory, and that's what we're going to give him tonight. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Come on, everybody, get on your feet. Let's have a good time. Come on. Anybody got the joy of the Lord in the sanctuary tonight? Anybody got the joy of the Lord in the sanctuary? Come on, we got a little ways to go. I need you to clap those hands like this. Come on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Woo! No matter what you go through, praise God. Hallelujah. Joy will override it because, praise God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Joy will, praise God. God gives us joy for morning, praise God. Hallelujah. Anything that you face, God's going to bring you out of it, praise God. He will, yes, he will. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've been up and I've been down. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. I've faced some things in my life. Yes. Praise God. But I made it. Glory. Hallelujah. I made it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Joy will. Praise. You just keep the joy of the Lord in your heart. Praise God. God's going to bring you out every time because he will never forsake his children. Praise God. He loves you just that much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming on tonight. Praise God. I just pray that you all are enjoying it. Praise, praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet or whatever. You may be going through some type of sickness. I know that COVID is plaguing us, praise God, and I know all kind of sickness is happening, praise God, but you know the joy of the Lord will bring you out, praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing in this world that, you know, that you go through that you won't come out of it. Praise God. God is your helper. He's your strength. Praise God. And he's willing to fight the battle for you. Just give it over to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give it over to him and watch and see what God will not do. Praise God. Well, praise God. We are so glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. Let us pray. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. So let's go to prayer right now. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for everyone that's on the program tonight. God, I ask your blessings upon them, God. And Lord God, if they have a prayer need, God, we pray, oh God, tonight that it be filled, oh God. Father, I lift up every mother everywhere across this country, oh God, that's losing sons to the bullet, oh God. Mothers are hurting so bad, oh God. Young men are getting gunned down, oh God, Father God, and they are crying out for help, God. But I pray, God, that you are the comforter, oh God, and you're going to comfort their hearts, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, that where there's hurt and where there's pain, oh God, Father God, I know you're going to heal, heal the pain, oh God, as they go through, oh God, this trying time, oh God, of losing their loved ones, oh God, their children, oh God. Oh, Father God, help them to turn, God, oh God, and call upon the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, strengthen everyone that's going to COVID, oh God. I know someone going to COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we praying for a healing in their bodies, oh God, in the name. We can believe you for anything. God, we believe in you that COVID is going to dry up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, that which have been plagued, oh God, by COVID, God, Lord God, oh God, you know the feelings and the symptoms that they go through, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that every son and daughter be delivered from drugs and alcohol and all kind of drugs, oh God, those that, oh God, have mental problems from drugs, God, we pray a healing up on them, God. We pray salvation, oh God, in the hearts and lives, oh God, of our loved ones, oh God, and friends and associates that don't know you, Lord God. Lord God, oh God, that, oh God, your light shine in their hearts, oh God, and oh God, and they turn to you, oh Father God, and desire, oh God, for you, all of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father, if there is anyone on the line that is hurting tonight, oh God, Father God, heal their hurts, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you promised that you will be a healer. You promised that you will be everything that we need, Father God. And so, Lord God, we are believing you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, touch, oh, God, in a mighty way, oh, God. Father God, set them free. Set them free from every hurt, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God, anything that the enemy, God, it's meant for bad, God. Yes, Lord, turn it around for their good, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, that no weapon formed against, oh God, our loved ones and friends shall prosper. Let them know, oh God, who you are and who you will be to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Use a God that you are forever, oh God, looking on your children, oh God. Oh God, oh God, and your promises are new every morning, just like you promised back then, God. Your promises is still a fresh and a new. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just give you thanks and give you praise, God, because you said give thanks in everything. Thank you in everything. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the lives of your children, God. Oh, God, you have loved us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. And he will not take his love from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if there is any prayer request at this time before we go on, since we are praying, will you press 1 right now, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. If you have a prayer request on your phone, press 1, and we'll be glad to pray for you and your need. I know last week we had a person on, and I don't see her tonight, but I praise God that she come on. If not, I'll give her a call. She had a need, so we want to remember that need that she had last week. Praise God. So if there's anyone, we see one person. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Gwen, go ahead.
Good evening, Minister Vivian. My prayer request is I had already lifted up my mom who had to be brought to the hospital by the paramedics last night, and I thank God for my brothers and sisters seeing about her. But I'm not only am I asking continued healing for my mom, but also for my sister Kim. I didn't even realize Kim, Yvette, and Nicole both have asthmatic symptoms, and I told both of them, I didn't talk to Nicole, but when I realized all three of them had these asthmatic symptoms, I told her I would join in with prayer for healing for them.
All right. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just lift up Minister Gwen's mother to you, Lord God. We all want our mothers, oh God, to keep them as long as we can, God, because they are dear to us, God. So I just pray, oh God, that you keep her mother, God, close to you, God. When you keep her close to you, God, Lord God, you are shattering off anything, oh God, that tries to steal her, God. Lord, just, oh God, give her peace and comfort that passes all understanding, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I do lift up her sisters, Kim and the other sister, oh God. Father God, for this asthmatic, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, Father God, for them, oh Father God, that this thing leave them in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will maybe drink some aloe vera juice straight and find the herb that I know my son, I put him on aloe vera when he was young. And his asthma left, but when he got grown, he began to drink beer. But it doesn't bother him like it used to. So, Father, I pray healing virtue up on these sisters, oh God, that they will, oh God, find one of your healing herbs for asthma, oh God. And, Father God, it will, oh God, restore and cleanse out all the mucus and inflammation that causes this, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtue flow right now over them and through them. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Minister.
Praise God. Yes, praise God. The next hand up is 985-3193. Minister Bowman? Sister Bowman? Okay. Is there anybody else need prayer before I go on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Do part one
Zadie
on
Alfred.
Your phone. Zadie Albert? Okay.
Hello?
All right. Okay, I'm thinking that's Sister Bowman, that's Sister Zadie. Okay, sorry about that, baby. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
My number is not that number that you called, though.
Right, I see now, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, but I'm
okay.
Want to ask for prayer for my cousin-in-law, and she's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and want to pray for her, and we constantly want to continue to pray for her cousin Bill, and my brother and my nephew, my brother Gary, and he's listening in, and my nephew, and I'm just believing God for total healing, and I just want to see it manifest in them and even in myself, amen. I want to see total healing, amen. So I feel like, you know, that we shall live and not die, and we shall declare the works of the Lord, you know, not just live, but declare the works of the Lord. And I'm believing that for my brother Gary and my nephew, Sabakis, amen, and for my husband. He's have breathing and lung problems. So I want you to pray for him, and also for Mary Jean. Mary Jean's husband died this morning.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. Praise God. Lord God, oh God, you hear the cry of this vessel, oh God. And God, she has brought a numerous ones before you, Lord God. And I know you know them, God. And God, we know that Cousin Zeb now has been laying in the hospital in Jackson now for about 2 months or more with COVID. And God, we are asking, oh God, that your healing virtue clear him up, oh God, and bring him home to his wife and family, Lord God, and also her cousin with that pancreatic cancer, God. We pray deliverance and healing, oh God, for her brother, oh God, that's been laying in the nursing home now. Oh, and now with the sister, praise God, we are believing you, God, that you are doing a work in him, Lord God, her nephew, God, in the name of Jesus. And we also lift up her sister Mary, who has lost her husband, oh God. Father, Father God, that you comfort her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And as Father, as we agree in prayer, God, we are believing, God, that you can do anything but fail, Lord God. So we are lifting up, oh God, Father God, this to you, Lord God. You know all things, praise God. And Lord, there ain't nothing you don't know, Lord God. And so, Lord, we lift these prayer requests up to you and believe in God that you will answer in Jesus' name. Amen. In your name, Lord, in your name, Lord, we are believing. Praise God. All right, 985-8167.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, honey. God bless you.
This is Minister Bowman. I would like prayer for my sister-in-law, Sandra Robinson. She had a stroke, and she's been too lame up there in New Orleans. Can't talk, and they had to put her feet into them. So, and lift me and my family up, and then Sister Wendy Callahan asking for prayer for her and her family.
Okay. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, God, you're hearing Minister Bowman's request tonight. God, she's made a request before you, Lord God. Oh, God, for her sister-in-law, God, and the Callahan, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray, God, that you comfort all these prayer requests that we are bringing before you, Lord God. And, Lord, we are here, the report of the Lord. Praise God, that, oh, God, her sister-in-law, God, be touched by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father God, that, oh, God, Lord God, that you are moving in a mighty way, God, in behalf of your people, God, because you don't let nothing go undone, God. Lord God, we lift it up to you, Father, that you move in our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you for Sister Bowman. Thank you, Lord God. Touch her, God, her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, oh God, that no weapon can protect her and her family. Look at her husband. Lift up your husband, praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, healing from the top of his soul, the sheep, God. Oh God, what the devil is trying to blind him, God. Let him see, oh God, in the spirit, God. The things of the spirit, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, Mother.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, Sister Vivian. I am asking prayer for one of my church members' sister. Her name is Yvonne Payne. She's out here in Piedmont Hospital with COVID-19, and they said that she's seriously ill. And they just texted me a few minutes ago. And so I just want to, they said they knew I was going on the prayer line. Amen. And continue prayer for me and all five of my boys. Amen. And Craig told me to tell you that he can't get on the line because he's working at a part-time job and they don't want him to have a phone in there.
Okay, no problem. We're keeping Craig lifted up and his marriage, praise God. We believe God is doing a great work in Craig and his marriage, praise God. Him first and then the marriage, praise God. It works on us, Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for Mother Stokes for bringing this prayer request in so that we all can come before the Father and lift it up to him, praise God. So we lift up Yvonne Payne, God, Father God, that your healing virtue will flow through her body from the top of cleanse out anything, oh God, that's in there, what the enemy is trying to do, God. And Lord, cause her, oh God, to rise up off that sick bed and walk again in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Is there any more prayer requests before we go on? If not, I'm gonna go on into the word, and I want to ask Minister Jackie Keys, praise God, can she give us a song before I go into the word?
Amen. I'd like to say good evening, everyone. Thank God for being on the prayer line tonight. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. Yes, I do, Lord. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Can't make it without you. Lord, I love you more than anything.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, God. You made us, oh God, to love you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word tonight, praise God. Oh, I hope you all been enjoying the sessions that we've been going through from the beginning of the year. Now, oh, praise God, I pray that they have been a blessing to you, praise God. So our message tonight is going to be, the title is Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Call on the Lord. And I'm going to go to Genesis 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to read and see what Genesis says there in how Abraham called on the Lord. And it's Genesis 13 and 4. Unto the place of the altar which he had made, there at the first, there Abram, which was Abram at that time, call on the name of the Lord. Now look, look what he put in there. I want you all to hear this. He called on the name. He called on the name of the Lord. Now think about that name. That name, if you call on the name, God has given us his name, his great name. There is power in that name. Everything that you need is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that you need is in the name of the Lord. There is strength. There is power. There is deliverance. Praise God. So the word is telling us that Abraham called upon his God. And this is what his children ought to do. Praise God. He wants us to acknowledge him and who he is. Praise God. When we call upon the Lord, he will hear us when we call. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said he will hear us when we call upon him. And when we call, it is a purpose and a reason why we are calling. Praise God. We call it for something. We're going to call God for something. Praise God. If it's no more than just say, Lord, I want more of you. Lord, give me more. Give me more, Lord God. I know I want more of the Lord. I want more of God. I don't want to stay the same. I want more of his love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he tells me love covers a multitude of sins. So I know I sin daily. But if I get more of his love, come on somebody, y'all better hear me tonight. Hallelujah. If I get more of his love, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I get more love. Hold on, I'm getting some interference here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
when we call on the name of God, there is power. When we call on the Lord, you worship him, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't you worship the Lord when you're calling upon him? When we sing unto the Lord, we are worshiping him. We are praising him. Praise for what? For his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness, praise God. Glory to God. God told us in Jeremiah 33:3, to call unto him, and he will answer us. Call unto him, and he will, and God is a God that not lie not. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's for all of the believers in Christ Jesus. We ought to call upon the Lord. Praise God. And I heard you call tonight, praise God, as the prayer request went forth. You was calling upon the Lord to deliver, to heal, to set free, or whatever you want God to do. You have to believe, because he said, if you believe, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Praise God. Let's go on. God told Jeremiah in verse 33:3, and we all know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must recognize we need the Savior. We can't do without him. When we call upon him, he said, whatsoever, in Matthew 21:22, he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, prayer, believing, you shall receive it. Oh, my God. That's a statement there. He said, oh, my gracious. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. When you're in prayer, you're calling on the Lord. Praise God. Believing. You got to. If you're going to go to prayer, you better believe what you're praying for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You shall receive it. So we see that when we call, it is asking or a petition that God will do something for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go over here to this scripture in Mark. Praise God. Let's go over here to Mark. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know I won't get to all these scriptures tonight, but I know you have heard them, and I just want to share them with you. Praise God. And here it is in Mark 11:23-24, and it says, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now, God done give us another thing that we can do. We can speak to the mountain, and shall be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Anything that the devil is trying to torment you with, you can command it to go and be cast in the sea. And shall not doubt. Don't doubt in your heart that it's not going to happen, because if you doubt, you'll be just like doubting Thomas. Praise God. You'll be just like when God commanded the man that walked out on the water. And he doubted, and he began to sink, and God had to rescue him. Praise God. Things which you said shall come to pass, and shall have whatsoever you shall have, whatsoever you say. Oh, now, this is a believing night tonight. This is strong tonight, my people. This is strong tonight. Whatever you are asking God for, you cannot doubt. Your faith cannot fail. You got to believe God down to the itty-bitty pitch. Your faith cannot waver. When we call upon him, we can speak to the difficulties in our lives. Where to go? That's powerful. Why is it not happening? Somewhere we are letting some doubt come in, or somewhere we are letting some unbelief come in, or, will it happen? I hope that it happens. No, it is going to happen. because God said it. I serve a God who is so powerful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's look at another scripture right quick. I think it was over there in John 14 and 14. Praise God. John 14 and 14 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see what John said. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love the word of God. Praise God. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I love the word. Praise God. Let's see what John 14 and 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's powerful. That's powerful. And I know we have heard these scriptures, but God sometimes, God, the word is ever, ever changing out in our lives. The word don't always be, but the word changes us. Praise God. Help us to believe. And when things doesn't happen when we want it to, God is doing a work in us and through us to get us where he wants us to get. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call upon the name of the Lord. One thing came to me when I was studying this lesson, and we all know about the prodigal son. You know the story, because he came to a place in his life. He realized he needed to go back after he had took all his sustenance and squandering and all that, everything. He had lost everything he had. And when he done that, he recognized that he needed his father. Praise God. Hallelujah. After he had lived a riotous living, and he realized, and he had wasted everything he had, and he realized his only answer was his, don't let anybody tell you because of what you've done that the Father won't hear you. This man went back to his father, and your father knows what you stand in need of. The prodigal son had sinned. And he had done some crazy things. And God knows what you need before you even ask. He knows the hurt. He knows the pain. He knows where you've been. And he knows where he's going to take you to. Sometimes we need to call on the Father. We need to call on the Father and say, Lord, I have sinned and come short of your glory. That's for all of us. God said we all sin daily. There's none that is exempt. The prodigal son may have gone out there and did things that you wouldn't have done. But there is something you've done today, and you need to call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. Call. Simply call. Acknowledging him for who he is and who he will be. Call upon the name of the Lord. God loves for you to acknowledge him and call upon his name. Praise God. I'm going to go to another scripture over here in Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know it. Psalms 18 and 6. David was one always called upon God. But this one said, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even into his ears. You hear what David said? God, it went into God's ears. God heard him. When you cry unto the Lord, sometimes it does take grinding tears. Sometimes You just got to get away to yourself sometimes. Sometimes you don't need to listen to nobody else sometimes. You just need to get, like Abraham, to your own altar and call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. David said he was in distress. Sometimes we are in distress. Sometimes we get to a crossroad and we don't know which way to go. Sometimes the pain is so severe till we don't know who to trust or who to turn to. But God, who is rich in mercy, who has given us the most powerful name that will ever be. There's no other name in heaven or hell as powerful as this great name that we can cling to. Praise God. Matthew, praise God. Let's go to this scripture. When they crucified Jesus, there were two robbers. There was one had sense enough. There was one had sense enough to call Jesus. And he said, remember me. He told Jesus, remember me. And you know, he was saved. He recognized he needed a Savior. He recognized he needed a Savior. If there's anybody on here tonight and you are not saved, you need to press one now and recognize that you need the Savior. If there's anyone on here tonight and you are not saved, this is your night, because you need to call upon the name of the Lord. You need to press one and say, pray for me that I be saved. Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Praise God. Hallelujah. 15, 21. Listen to this. Then Jesus went thence and departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, and this woman cried unto the Lord, have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word. Now, sometimes that's why we get frustrated and say God don't hear us, because God didn't answer her right away. But his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. She had to go back. See, that's why we got to go back. We just got to go back to the Lord. Praise God. You don't give up on God. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. And she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which falls from the master. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, because she kept coming back. Somebody, come on. He said, great is your faith. She had faith in him. Praise God. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even unto as thou will. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. Come on, somebody, hear me tonight. Don't give up on God. Call upon the name. She went back and back and back. She didn't give up. Praise God. My father say, sometime we all need to go back. We all need to go back and call upon the name of Jesus, crying out today, Lord, I need your help, Lord. I need his help. I don't know about you, but I am one. I need my father's help every day. I can't do without him every day. I fall short every day. My cry out is to the Lord that he will give me more love for his people. because he told me if I can love them whom I see today, love will cover a multitude of my sins. I just want more love. I didn't love like I was supposed to today. My God, have you thought about it? Did you love somebody like you should have today? I want more love. I want more love. Lord, give, Lord, whatever's in me, take it out. Lord, I need you to help me to pray more like you want me to pray, not just any kind of prayer. I'm calling up on the name of the Lord to help me to pray, to help me to obey. I'm calling upon the name of the Lord. Help me to obey your will, God, and not mine, God, what I want today. God, it's your will, Lord God. Lord, help me to do what you want me to do. Oh, Father, help me to do what you want me to do. Help me in your word, God, where I fall so short. Because your word, God, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word leads me. I want your word, oh God, to lead me and guide me, oh God, in the way that you want me to go, oh God. Lord, help me. Oh, I call upon the name of the Lord for his help. I call upon the name of the Lord, spite of all my shortcomings. To help me to grow more. Help me not to be angry and bitter. Let no anger and bitterness be in my heart. Help me not to hold things against others from the past. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, I need your help. Help me when my friends are a little low and seem as nobody want to be around me. Help me when my fun is running out. Oh, God, help me. Sometimes we get a little low on fun. Praise God. When the doctor has brought in a report, as we heard tonight, we need his help. We need his help for healing. In every way that we fall short, we need the Father's help. We need to call upon the name of the Lord. Without him, we are nothing. My children, he say, call upon me, and I will come to you. I don't know about you, but all through my word, I see where God did miracles. I see where he healed the sick, set the captive free. I see in my word where many call, and they was in different places. Some was up under a tree. Some was in a tent. I don't care where you are. If you need to call upon the Lord, this is your time to call upon the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Call him and let him know that you need help. You know what area of your life that you need help in. I don't. But God does. Praise God. You know, he's all-knowing, my children. He's all-knowing. God is all-knowing, and you can't hide from him. You can't hide because his love for you is more than what I ever show to you. His love is more than I can ever give you. I can give you love, but not like the Father can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call upon the name of the Lord. If you know you have a child, a family member that needs salvation, God said he wished that all be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. upon the name of the life form. Praise God. Yes, I have family members needs prayer. Praise God. They need to be saved. I admit. Praise God. Hallelujah. They need Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we know that we have loved ones, praise God, and friends that need Jesus, we need to call on the name of the Lord. In that name, there is power. In that name, there is healing. In that name, there is strength. In that name, there is direction. Praise God. Praise God. You don't want to stand and God ask you, did you pray for him? Did you believe me for it? Did you trust me for it? Did you call in my name? Or what other name did you call in? You didn't trust me enough to call me? Praise God. Hallelujah. I trust God. The song say, I trust in God. Hallelujah. I trust in God. Praise God. Because I know he's a deliverer. I don't know whether I told y'all one time I was in a church and I had a problem with my eye. And the eye, before they wanted to send me to a surgeon, my eye had been giving me a problem and the pupil had jumped out. And they wanted to send me to a surgeon. And before they could get me to a surgeon in the next week, my eye had went to the choir, because I was in the choir. Went to the choir. The choir prayed over me. My eye was healed, and I never had no more problem with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I know about the healing virtue of the Lord. And many other prayer requests we can bring. I know we all can tell how God has healed, and God is a healer. God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you got to know your God, who he is, who he will be to you, praise God, that he will never leave you nor forsake you, praise God. God, if you call on the name of the Lord and not doubt, don't doubt now. Don't give in to the devil, because when you call upon the name of the Lord, he is going to try to step in and try to hinder you. Paul said it. He will try to hinder you, and he will try to stop you. He will make you fearful. Praise God. Oh, I want to go on, but I'm going to end this right now. Praise God. It is time for us to go, but I love this. Call on the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6 and 24. Praise God. The highest blessing that God told Moses to bless the people. And he told us that if we bless one another instead of trying to curse everybody and be angry with everybody, if we bless them, God will put the blessing. Now, God don't do it. You call upon the name of the Lord and you bless people and you wait on God for your blessing. But bless somebody else in any way that you can. You might have to give them some money. You might have to give them a place to stay. You might have to give whatever it is. You bless them, all right? All right, have a good night. God bless y'all. I'm so glad to see all of you all on. Please come back next Sunday night in Jesus' name. It's in his name. Hallelujah. Have a good night. I love you and love you, love you.